It's time for Benedictine Raven Basketball on your local sports authority, Hit Radio 93.7 FM, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Streaming free on the MSC radio app and online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned for the BNP Propane pregame show.
Are you looking for a fast, secure place to fill up your vehicle's tank? Stop in at the Pumps, just south of Holton, powered by BNP Propane and Knotty Pine Oil. Whether you are filling up your tank, grabbing a snack, or just need a pit stop on Old 75 Highway, the Pumps has you covered. The Pumps offers E10 87, Premium 91 no ethanol, dyed diesel, clear diesel, and DEF. The Pumps is a family-owned local service, keeping Jackson County moving every day. Swing on by today and get set up for easy 24/7 access.
This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, powered by MSC Radio and found online at msconews.net.
It's basketball season, and Mueller's Locker Room in Atchison is your home court for all the action. With wall-to-wall TVs, daily food specials, and drinks as smooth as a no-look pass, you won't miss a single slam dunk or buzzer beater. From the opening tip to the final buzzer, the best plays happen at Mueller's Locker Room, where hoops fans huddle up. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison. Your game day headquarters all season long.
And with that, we welcome you to Olathe, Kansas for tonight. It is the title game of the Heart of America Athletic Conference Women's Postseason Basketball Tournament as the Benedictine Lady Ravens are being hosted by Mid-America. Hello again, everybody. We got our man Joseph back at the Care Sports Studio doing the producing and engineering and the complicated things to make all of this happen. Tom comes with you here courtside. I'm the guy having all the fun. Going to watch a couple of very good ball teams and what promises to be a very good, very exciting game between two teams that were at the top of the conference all season long, came down to the end of the year, the 1-2 teams, and now in the championship of the conference tournament, it's again number 1 and 2 teams. Now, these clubs met just basically a week ago right here on this floor. And it was Mid-America who was able to eke out a victory over Benedictine. Lady Ravens are going to be remembering that. And then, talk about a memory. If you remember things, you remember last year at this time. Mid-America was an undefeated ball club. They had come to the championship of the Heart of America Athletic Conference Tournament. They had hosted Benedictine right here in the Pell Family Arena on the Mid-America campus. Lady Ravens won that game, propelled them into the national tournament, and made them the champions of the conference postseason. So they have a rich history of great, great basketball. And as that said, the ball is up the tip of the way. Mid-America is going to control it down. We're underway. For the Pioneers and head coach John Lewis, they come into the ball game at 25-3. They've got Zaylee Worth out there. She's from Hillsboro, Kansas. Mary Luker from Sabetha. Here's a spinning left-handed shot. It's going to be up and good in the first second of the ballgame. Will belong to Mid-America and Cameron Green. You've got Grace Carlson, a 5'7", sophomore from Cedar Springs, Michigan, and Cameron Green, who just hit that bucket. She is their post. She is where the scoring comes from the middle here. The Ravens put up a three that doesn't go in. Rebounding it down is going to be Mid-America. Cameron Green out of Fair Grove, Missouri. The Lady Ravens with the five you've grown accustomed to seeing out there with Riley Brueggemann and Owen Dieters, Michaela Bauman, Kelly Stork, and Nicole Stork. Back it in. Cameron Green turns, shoots, hook shot up, no good. Offensive rebound is going to be stolen away. Here comes Brueggemann with the basketball. Ravens bringing it down the corner. It's a 3-on-3. The dish over to the right side. Dieters into the lane. Twisting, turning, needs some help. Lobs it back out on top. Brueggemann. 8:50 to go in the opening quarter. The feed goes underneath Kelly, goes in, goes up, shot blocked, going to be batted away. It's going to get away out of bounds. Benedictine basketball. The difference maker for Mid-America is Cameron Green. Now, do not take that as saying Mary Lucas not going to score a lot. Aubrey Rogers will light it up from outside. But it is all on the shoulders of Cameron Green. And there, She was an intimidator in the middle. Stopped that Benedictine shot. Here's a drive inside. Back it away is going to be Brueggemann. Shot clock at 7. At 6. Shot clock at 5. Brueggemann off the screen. Drives in. And we're going to get a whistle. We're going to get a foul called. As Brueggemann plays off the screen, we get a whistle and a foul on the Pioneers. It'll be Grace Carlson picking up her first. 8.5 to go in the opening quarter. Mid-America with the early 2-0 lead. Shot clock goes back to 20. The Ravens are going to bring it in play. The baseline shot. Got it for a long two. Akiva Bauman. Official standing right there said the toe on the line. And it is a 2-2 game at 8:20 to go in the opening quarter. Mid-America into the forecourt with the basketball. We'll bring it out on top. Here comes Aubrey Rogers. Now she'll have the ball knocked away. Ravens battling for it. She's on the floor. She's rolling around. Benedictine reaches in. Still rolling around. We're going to get a travel. No, we're going to get a jump ball. Benedictine possession. So the Lady Ravens are going to have it back. 8:08 to go in quarter number one. BC up the floor. Nicole will have it. Top of the key. Kicks it over to Riley. Here's going to be Dieters with it. Sidestep the defender. Hands toward the baseline. Stop there. Looks into the middle. Tries to get it inside the Nicole. It's going to be patted away from her. And again, with the defender pushing her from behind, no foul called. Ravens are going to have it on top. And now we're going to get a whistle off the basketball. And a foul on Benedictine. The foul is going to be on Brueggemann. So she will have her first, and Benedictine cannot afford for her to get in trouble. They will need her on the floor 35 minutes tonight. 7.5 going to open the quarter. Here's the drive. The running shot is up. Lukert misses. Rebound, Benedictine. Mary Lukert with a great driving shot off the left side. Kinks it off the window. Here's a three. Brueggemann, no, too long. Rebounding it underneath is going to be Cameron Green. One-handed push, pass will go into the forecourt. Down the right side is going to be Grace. Carlson works her way back to the top of the left end. Dribble swings it over to the left side. Once the pass is off on top, it's going to be stolen by Brueggemann. Takes it away from Rogers. Brueggemann will drive. Dish. Dieters gets fouled. No. They're going to say the ball is going to be stripped out of her hands. No foul call. It's out of bounds to BC. With 17 to go in the opening quarter, Benedictine and by Mid-America tying it at 2. It'll be Dieters putting it in play on the right side of the lane. Comes out on top. Owen goes back inside to Kelly. She'll back in. No room. Out on top. Brueggemann will go baseline. Puts up a running shot. Way too strong. Rebounding back down. It's going to be Mank. And here comes the Pioneer offense. Over to the left side with a basketball. It's going to be Aubrey Rogers. She'll feed in the middle of Green. She'll twist. Turn shot blocked by Kelly. Is able to recover it. Brings it back out into the lane. Back it in, twisting, turning, shooting and missing again. This time the ball's going to be picked up by Nicole. Gets it away to Owen, and the Ravens are going to run. BC into the forecourt. Quickly, three defenders down in front of him. And the Ravens are going to have to slow it up. Nicole goes three. In and out, no. Rebound on the floor. Mid-America, these two teams are icy, icy cold. The Lady Ravens are 1 of 6. Mid-America, 1 of 5. Here's a three from the outside. No good. Rebound underneath. Is there a step on a baseline? There is. Pioneers are going to turn it over. Zaylee Worth had come down with a rebound, but her left foot lands on a baseline. And the Lady Ravens are going to have it back in. And Benedictine will make a pair of substitutions. Mid-America is going to make one. For the Lady Ravens, you're going to get Kyla Fitzgerald into the game. You're also going to get Patty Gross coming in for Benedictine. Makes up at home, man. Plenty of room. Here's a shot underneath. It's up and missing. Rebound, Cameron Green. And back up with it, Aubrey Rogers. Aubrey takes it down the right side. Brueggemann runs alongside her. Again, being careful not to pick up a second foul. It'll come out on top. Green with the basketball. Drops a shoulder. Drives in. Power move. Shot up short. Rebound, Dieters. Here comes Benedictine. And Dieters will race down the court. Luca backpedals in front of her. Dieters drives and shoots and scores. Owen Dieters puts Benedictine in front for the first time tonight. It is 4-2 at a low-scoring start. 5.5 to play in the opening quarter. Heart of America Athletic Conference Women's College Basketball in the NAIA Conference Championship game. Topside Cameron Green. She's playing it way up at the high post. Works her way over to the right edge. Gets it over there to Aubrey. Rogers will start to the baseline. Cross over. Feeds it into the corner to Luker. Back out on top. An undefended three and a flop on top. And they're going to call a foul. way up on the left elbow, a flop, but it is going to get three throws for Grace Carlson, and she's going to come to the line for three shots for Benedictine. The foul on Nicole, and it will be her first, Lady Ravens second. Three free throws. First one's good. Gracie Carlson's got Minnebranca back to within one. For BC out on the court. The second free throw is good. On the left side of the lane is going to be Hattie and Nicole. On the right side, Kyla with Owen and Riley behind the circle. All three free throws are good. And Mid-America jumps back in front at 5-4. 5:13 to play in quarter number one. Now Mid-America is going to be going to some full court pressure. And if this is down here reminding Coach Lewis, he puts his toe on the stripe and says, Coach, this is how far up you can come. Here's a skip pass over to the right. Nicole will drive across the lane, goes in, shot's got to be blocked. Nicole's thrown to the floor. And this was the problem the last time these two teams met. Mid-America, more physical. They're going to make the contact. They're going to push. They're going to shove. They're going to put you on the floor. That's what they did there as we come to our media timeout. We're taking a break in Olathe. 4:58 to go in the opening half, or in the opening quarter. Mid-America, Benedictine, tied at 4.
At Taco John's, we believe a better Taco Tuesday starts with better tacos. So that's what we make. And how do you make a better taco even better? Making it $1.39 on Tuesdays couldn't hurt. Better tacos are just $1.39. Every Taco Tuesday at Taco John's.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Leavenworth, Sabetha, and Smithville, and of course in Atchison at 424 Woodlawn Avenue.
Well, we're halfway through the opening quarter. 4:58 to play in the first. It is a low-scoring business, 4-4. Neither team shooting well. Benedictine, 2 of 10, 0 of 4 from outside. Mid-America's 1 of 7, and 0 for 1 from the perimeter. There was no control of the basketball. That cannot be over and back. But they're going to call it, and Kyla Fitzgerald will turn over the ball back to Mid-America. Now the official, one official runs up here. I didn't think she had gained possession in the forecourt. And now we're going to have an argument between these two. The official on the right says it should go over to Benedictine. The official on the left made the immediate over and back call. And we'll see. This is a long, long conversation. And it is Benedictine basketball. See, I did not think that they had established a forecourt on that inbound pass. So the Lady Ravens are going to have it in at midcourt. 4:54 to go in the opening quarter. Still a 4-4 ball game. Kyla Fitzgerald and Hattie Crows. Kelly Stark is back out of the floor with Riley Brueggemann and Owen Teeters. Owen will walk it up the floor, get met at midcourt by Mary Lukert. I'm told this afternoon that Mary's family up at Sabetha is all listening to Care Radio tonight. So, guys, we're glad to have you joining us. Here's a three from the top. It's up and no good. Dieter's not able to get it to fall, and the rebound is going to come down to Mary. She'll bring it to near midcourt and lay it back to Aubrey Rogers. 4.5 minutes to go in this low, low-scoring opening quarter. The pass will come up to the top of the key. It's going to be Manthe with 15 down to the baseline to the shot to the right side. It is up, and it is good. And Grayson Gentile will split. The Pioneers back in front. It's 6-4. 4:17 to play in the opening quarter. Brueggemann, little crossover dribble, comes out on top of the ears. She'll play off the screen, back away. The long, long three, wide to the right side, not close. Lady Raymond shooting poorly. It's as if they're feeling a little bit of the pressure of this tournament championship game. And here's a running shot that's up and no good, but a Lady Raymond foul. The blocking foul is going to be called on Kyla Fitzgerald. It'll be her first, Benedictine's third. One each on Brueggemann, Nicole Stewart, and Kyla. And back to the free throw line, where they are perfect tonight, comes Mid-America. This free throw, perfect. That'll be the first point of the ball game by Zaylee Worth. Mid-America 3-for-3 as a team, and now they go up by 3. Second free throw, airborne, got them both. It is now 8-4 Mid-America, and we are 4 minutes to go in the first quarter. Benedictine and Riley Brogerman walking up the floor. For the Lady Ravens, great opportunity here to get themselves into the game, get themselves a lead. Is Mid-America not scoring? Half of their points have come to the free throw line. So Benedictine's defense is doing a marvelous job. The Lady Ravens got to find their offense. Shot clock is at 9. Brogerman has it on top. The Mid-America defense has been tough. Brogerman will drive to the right, get pushed, falls back, draws a foul. The whistle is on Mackenzie Manthe, her first, Pioneer's second. Shot clock goes back to 20, and with 3.5 to go in the opening quarter, Brigham is going to inbound it. Skips it in, gets it right back, goes underneath to Nicole. For some reason, puts it on the floor, then loses a handle on it. Took that ball with no one between her and the rim and decided to put it on the floor one time and did not go straight up with a shot. Ravens are going to turn it over, a freshman error. 3:27 to go in the opening quarter. Mid-America Wong going to back up the floor, leading by 4. Aubrey Rogers heels it to center circle in front of Brogerman. Skips it over to the right side. Dumps it there to Carlson. Into the lane. Here's a quick turnaround. Using the glass. It's up and good. In the feet, into the middle of the bucket by Gentile, and she's got a quick 4. Ravens in a little early trouble, down a half a dozen at 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. Lukert and Green back at the scorer's table set to return. Now, what Mid-America is, bench-wise, they're a 7-player team, and now here's reaching in, the ball slapped away, and a foul on Gentile. 2 points to make. Number one, Mid-America is not deep. They are a 7-player team. The starting 5 plus Gentile and Manthe. Coach Lewis doesn't go anything beyond that. And number two, if the officials start calling those reach-in plays like they did in the last 2 possessions against Mid-America, that would bode well for the Lady Ravens. Now, BC having a terrible time getting it in bounds. And here's a shot for 3. It's good by Teeters. Benedictine needs to score from outside. They're not going to match up inside with Cameron Green. That is a fact. So they got to score from the outside. And that will cut the gap in half. It is now 10-7. 2.5 to go in quarter one. Long cross court pass. Comes back out on top. Here's Carlson with it. Looks into the middle. Working against Teeters. Back out on top. Rogers. Right side. Pushing away with an open hand. And the running shot is going to be up and good. Zaylee Worth with 4. And it's a 12-7 Mid-America lead. Top side is going to be Nicole. Hattie will take it. She'll accelerate. Goes into baseline. Falls away. Little one-handed shot way too soft. Didn't have enough on it. Picking it up is going to be Mary. Outlet into the forecourt. Carlson. So Carlson will work it out on top. And Grace now just holding the ball. Goes over to the left side to Zaylee. Works top of the key. Starts left down. Heads all the way to the baseline. And it cuts inside. Beats Kelly to the rim and then misses a point-blank layup. It's going to go out of bounds to Benedictine. Kelly Stork not fast enough to keep up with Zaylee Worth inside. But Worth did not get a good-looking shot off. Ravens are going to come back up with a trailing by 5. We're down to 1.5 to go in the opening quarter. BC will walk it up the floor. The feed to Hattie. Free throw line. Over to the right side. Down to Nicole. She'll go on the court. Back in. Crossover. Go all the way to the baseline. Out on top. Kelly will go 3. Air ball. Not even close. 1:12 to go in the opening quarter. The Raven freshman struggling here this evening in the early going. Mid-America puts it in and walking it up the floor. Gracie Carlson takes it in front of the scorer's table all the way down the left side. Brings it out on top. Gets it there to Cameron Green. Back to Mary. Luca looks in the middle. They've overloaded to the right side. No one on the left side of the floor. Now the entry pass, the follow-away layup. It's easy. to get a Zeppelin inside another bucket. Cameron Green, she's got four. Mid-America has doubled up on Benedict into the opening quarter with 40 seconds left. Nicole, the left side to Hattie. Way up top side. Benedict, again, going to have to find some offense. Half a minute to go, 11 on the shot clock. The feed inside, Kelly pushes and shoves, gets intimidated, throws up a wild shot that somehow goes in. Kind of a two-handed, underhand shot. Her first points of the game for Kelly Stork. 14-9 as the shot clock is off. Mid-America going to get the final look at the rim. And we're going to get a foul on Dieters. One foul each on four Lady Ravens with 9 seconds to go in the opening quarter. Coach Lewis is all the way out at midcourt, giving his team the offensive play that he wants to see them run. They'll be putting it in play at the 28-foot mark on the right side of the forecourt. Inbounding it is going to be Rogers. She comes out on top. Carlson back to Rogers. Shot clock at three, shot clock at two. Rogers left side gets defended well. It does not get a shot away. Back. It's the end of the opening quarter. We'll be back here in Olathe, Kansas, after one in this conference championship game. It's Mid-America 14, Benedict 9.
Looking for a fresh, fast, and delicious meal in Atchison? Head to Subway, conveniently located under the 5th Street Viaduct. From made-to-order sandwiches and wraps to crisp salads, protein bowls, and breakfast options, Subway has something for everyone, any time of day. And be sure to watch for their special $6.99 meal of the day for a great deal on your favorites. Fresh ingredients, great value, and made just the way you like it. Eat fresh at Subway in Atchison.
Now, I don't know what the fewest points the Lady Ravens have scored in any quarter this year has been, but I'm guessing that's it right there. We're looking at it. 9 in the opening quarter. Pioneers with 14 points, very evenly distributed. Bailey Worth with 4. Cameron Green with 4. Grayson Gentile with 4. And the other two belong to Grace Carlson. For Benedictine, Owen Dieters with 5. She hit that three-point shot. Michaela Bauman 2, Kelly Stork 2, and that is all the Ravens scoring as Benedictine is 4 of 16. Mid-America has heated up a little bit. They are 5 of 12. So you look at the numbers, the Ravens are getting shot. They're getting shot. Only 1 of 7 from outside. They're going to have to find a way to hit some of those. On the left side, Lukert all alone for 3. Online, but too long, and the long rebound pulled back down by Mid-America. Mary will go again and drain it. Ravens are also going to have to come up with some defensive rebounds. Lukert gets her first bucket of the game, and Benedictine trailing it now 17-9. Half a minute into the second quarter. Bergman with it on top. Will drive all the way to the lane. Shot's going to be deflected. Rebound back down. Mid-America. Here come the Pioneers. Up floor with a basketball. Taking it down the right side is going to be Grace Carlson. She'll go to Lukert. Comes back out on top. Gentile. Back to Mary. Top of the key. They'll go. The feed, the drive, the shot, the easy basket, wide open beneath is going to be Carlson. She's got 4. 19-9, and the Lady Ravens with a double-digit deficit in trouble with 9 to go in the first half. Now, you could say in trouble, yet William Penn trailed by 17 in the first half last night and came back to win the men's championship. So there's a lot of time, a lot of basketball to go. Lady Ravens are going to have to find some offense. Dieters puts up a nice shot, but it doesn't go in. And the ball taken back down by Mid-America. Pioneers racing into the lane. The shot blocked by Michaela. Ravens are going to come back the other way. 8.5 to go in the half. Benedictine down 10. And top side to 3. Bruggeman gets one. Riley Bruggeman's first bucket of the game. It is 19-12. 8:15 to go in the opening half. Mid-America going right to left across your dial, and the home whites with North Carolina blue lettering a trim. Here's Lukert on top. I thought she was going to take the three, then pulls it back, gets it over to Cameron Green. Green gets double teamed. The ball's going to be loose. It's going to be taken away by the Ravens and then tied back up by Mid-America. Nice job by Gentile to get inside there and tie that up. Possession, Benedictine. Staley Worth comes back into the game, but also Mackenzie Manfi. I mentioned Mid-America, a team that is seven players deep. For Benedictine, we have only seen seven players so far tonight from head coach Chad Folsom. Right now, the Lady Ravens into the forecourt is going to be Owen Dieters. They've got Kyla Fitzgerald and Riley Fruggerman, Nicole Stork, and Michaela Balvin. Here's a three from the left side. Doesn't go in. Benedictine continues to be icy, icy cold from the outside. Mid-America back up with a basketball. 7.5 to go in a half. Pioneers up 7. Out on top, Staley Worth into the lane. Turnaround shot, rims out, no good. And a rebound is going to be pulled away. Here comes Brueggemann. Riley coming down the floor. We're going to get Rogers. Bombs it over to the left side. Kyla to Dieters. Here's Michaela. Again, it's the Mid-America defense that really wins these games for them. The shot goes up, and again, Nicole just goes up right into the arms of the Mid-America defender, Mackenzie Manthe. And now no one steps in front in an uncontested driving layup by Worth, and the Lady Ravens paid no attention. Zaley Worth with 6. It is 21-12 at 6:40 to go in the first half. The drive, the feed in the middle, and Nicole's going to turn it over. Here comes Mid-America. Pioneers are going to run. They've got numbers. Again, uncontested on the other. Ravens need a timeout desperately. And finally, here it comes. We're taking a break. 6.5 to go in the opening half. Mid-America has kicked down the door. Pioneers 23, Benedictine 12.
Whether you're hosting friends, enjoying a cozy evening at home, or celebrating life's little moments, Hunley Liquor has everything you need to elevate the occasion. Choose from a wide selection of domestic and imported beers, fine wines, and premium spirits to make any gathering special. Hunley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hunley Liquor.
Welcome back to Bell Family Arena here on the Mid-America campus in Olathe, Kansas. We're 6.5 minutes to go in the opening half. Pioneers in this championship game lead the Ravens by double figures. It is 23-12 as we welcome you back. If Benedictine's game plan included stopping Aubrey Rogers, who is the leading scorer for Mid-America, that plan is working perfectly because of the seven players Coach Lewis has had in the game, only Aubrey Rogers has no points yet tonight. Now the Ravens are going to be putting it in the backcourt to get some full court pressure. And look who's in the game now for BC. You got Diana Moser checking in. Moser loses the handle and the defender just takes it away from her. My goodness. Ravens are going to turn it over. Outlet down the floor. They'll kick it over to the right. The wide open three. Missed. Rebound, Mid-America, taken away by Michaela, and a jump ball is called. Good hustle by Michaela Bauman to tie that thing up. Brueggemann comes over, talks to coach. Now she's out on the floor trying to rally her team. She sets the new play, the new defense that they're going to be running as Mid-America has the basketball. Lady Ravens need a spark play. Here's a feed to the right block. Back it in, back it in. The ball's going to be mishandled and thrown away by Zaley Worth. Benedictine gets a huge break on the mishandling of the basketball with 6 minutes to go in the first half. Lady Ravens down 11. Skip pass comes out on top, and here comes Brueggemann. Back pedaling in front of her defensively is Aubrey Rogers. Brueggemann into the forecourt. Heels just across the center circle. Skips it over to the right side of the lane. It's going to be taken away. Here comes Mid-America. Pioneers into the forecourt, topside Manthe gets it to Rogers. Ravens with another turnover. Mid-America being very patient, and certainly you can when you've got that 11-point lead. Neither team has scored in a very long time. Here's a feed to the right side of the lane, and a travel call as she backs in Zaley Worth. he commits back-to-back turnovers for Mid-America. And you can see this game is in her head a little bit as she's walking up the floor with a kind of pained look. Now she's over talking to Coach. 5.5 to go in the half. Lady Ravens having trouble getting the ball in play against the pressure. Brugman gets pushed and bumped and finally works her way free. Brings it over to the right side. A running shot by Fitzgerald. Rushed and way wide to the right side. Back up with the Wacomet Mid-America. Benedictson, 2 of 9 from outside. Now 2 of 10. 5 minutes to play here in the first half. Carlson brings it out on top. Gets it in the middle. Looking around, no room, and we get another travel. And 3 consecutive turnovers by Zaylee Worth. She loses the ball out of bounds on 1 and then turns it over with a travel on back-to-back possessions. That's got Coach Lewis cranked up. I don't know how you can argue his steps, but he can. He will. 4:56 to go. I would have thought this would have brought a media break at 4:56, but it did not. And here comes Benedictine up the floor with the basketball. He'll swing pass over to the right side to Kelly, who's back in. Hattie skips it. Kelly drives left, gets double teamed, and the defense just reaches in and wildly scrapping and reaching at the basketball and looking to get that foul call. Is it going to be on Worth? It is. It'll be Zaylee Worth in her first foul of the game. How about this? With 4:39 to play in the second quarter, that is the first foul in the quarter by anyone. Running shot, no good for Dieters. Rebound, Mid-America. Coach Lewis way out on the floor. We have a foul on Kelly Stork. She'll pick up her first foul. Benedictine's first of the quarter. 4.5 to go. First half. The ball out on top of Zaylee. Into the forecourt. Grace Carlson has it left side. Back to Worth. Back to Carlson. In the corner to Rogers. Lady Ravens into player defense. A nice screen set by Worth. They want to go to her little give and go, but cannot. Brings it over to the right side. Luker. Backing in. Zaylee backing in. Backing in. Turn, shot, block. Rebound on the floor. Players all over the place. Fighting for the basketball. And we're going to get a shot clock violation. And Benedictine's going to get it back. Mid-America is going to quickly get Grayson Gentile into the game and get Zaylee Worth back. Because Zaylee right now, this is in her head a little bit. She's just frantically going up and down to the bench and holding her head in her hands. And she is obviously kind of beside herself out here. 4 minutes to play. And again, no break. Here comes Benedictine and Owen Dieters. Lady Ravens continue to trail by 11. Here's Brueggemann. Feeds inside to Kelly. Again, the shot block. She's going to save it in play. Nice hustle by Kelly to go back and recover. Brueggemann turns, shoots in traffic, and knocks it down. First score for Benedictine in 5 minutes. We're 3:27 to go in the half. 23-14. Nice backdoor pass to Luker, and it's taken away by Brueggemann. She just picks her pocket. Riley races up the floor. Thought about the running three, takes the running 15-footer and misses it. And Benedictine continues to have trouble shooting the ball. And John Lewis wants a timeout. Let's do it. We're finally getting a break. We're at 3 minutes and 11 seconds to go in the opening half. It's Mid-America's Lady Pioneers 23, Benedictine 14.
When every moment counts, every detail matters. Amberwell Hospice Care brings compassionate local care to wherever you are, home, assisted living, or a nursing facility. Our team is here day and night, helping you manage symptoms, control pain, and focus on what matters most, time with your loved ones. We support your family, too, with grief counseling that starts on day one and continues after loss. You don't need to navigate this difficult time alone. Call Amberwell Hospice Care, 913-360-5520.
All Meanwhile, we got Jones, the Medicare Radio Sports Studio, producing and engineering. Tom Couchman to here, courtside. 3:11 to go in the opening half. 23-14. Mid-America in front. Talk about the Ravens haven't scored. The Pioneers haven't scored in over 3.5 minutes now. First one to 45 may win this thing. Mid-America to pass in the middle. Stolen by the Ravens. Benedictson deflects it. It's going to be taken away by Kyla Fitzgerald. And here comes Hattie to Kyla on top. She'll cut in, go in, running shot, up and missed it. And I think she expected to have been fouled, and they're not going to call that foul here in the Bell Family Arena. You're not going to get that one. And here's a pass over to the right side, and it's going to go out of bounds off the back of Hattie Gross. And Zaylee Worth will check back in. Mid-America got much taller. Worth is 6 foot tall, taking out 5 foot 7 inch Grace Carlson. And the Ravens, Kyla Fitzgerald comes out of the game. Kyla is 0-for-3 tonight, 0-for-2 from outside. Nicole Stork is back in. So for Benedictine, we've got 4 of the starting 5 right now. Pioneers will feed in the middle. It's batted away, picked back up, and we will have some contact and a foul call. It's going to put Grayson Gentile at the free throw line for a couple of shots. Gentile has 4 points, scored all of them in the opening quarter. This will be her first free throw opportunity of the game. She'll send this one off. That is the first missed free throw for Mid-America tonight. Bergman, Dieter, Stork, and Hattie Gross. Second free throw, also no good. Bergman is going to rebound it down. Here come the Lady Ravens. Big possession for Benedict. They need to build a little momentum. Here comes Dieters. She'll try to drive in. Great defense by Mary Luker. Cuts her off. Hattie has her shot blocked out of her hand. Taken away by Mid-America. And it's 6'2", Grayson Gentile. Just had too much stretch and too much reach and batted that ball away. 2 minutes to go in the half. Mid-America is tall out on the floor right now. They go 6'1", 6'2" right now. And at 1:55 to go, the ball stolen by the Ravens. Here comes Bergman. She is 1-on-3. Attacks the rack. Misses it. Knocked to the floor. No foul called. Here comes Mid-America. With 1:40 to go. To the right side, they're going to get a double dribble. No? Here's her cut to the right. Worth spins, twists. The ball is going to be knocked away from her, and the Ravens are going to be called for a foul. Looks like it's going to be on Kelly. It'll be her second. Kelly Stork is the first player on either team to have picked up a second foul. Ravens are going to take Brueggemann out of the game. Riley is 2-of-7 shooting tonight. Dieters is 2-of-7. Stork, Nicole, 0-for-3. Hattie Gross, 0-for-3. Kyla Fitzgerald, 0-for-3. Ravens struggling to get some points. Free throw? No. And Mid-America has missed 3 in a row. One more shot coming up here for the 6 foot sophomore from Hillsboro, Kansas. Sandy Worth's second shot is good. 24-14. That is the first point in 5 minutes and 20 seconds for Mid-America. And the Ravens never gained ground. And now BC will turn it back over. When you hold an opponent scoreless for over 5 minutes, you need to gain some ground on him. And the Ravens did not. Mid-America with the basketball. Tom Stein with 1:10 to go and a half. They'll lob it to the free throw line. Putting it in the hands of Cameron Green. She'll feed to the left side of the lane. Falling away. Hook shot up and good. And that is the first bucket of the game for Aubrey Rogers. 26-14. We're inside a minute. 3-point shot. No. Didn't even draw iron for Fitzgerald. Here comes Mid-America. Pioneers way up top side to Lukert. 40 seconds left in the half. 20 on the shot clock. Here's a drive. Here's a running shot. Right down Broadway, and it's up and good for Carlson. 28-14. Largest lead of the game now for Mid-America. Shot clock and game clock separated by about a second and a half. We're approaching the end of the first half. Here's Nicole Stork. Comes out on top. Kyla Fitzgerald swings it over to the left side to Dieters. She looks into the middle. Comes off the screen. Cuts into the lane. You can't shoot from in there. Shot's going to be deflected. Rebound pulled down. Bank. Here come the Pioneers. 1 second. And the shot at the buzzer. Not even close. And did we get a foul call? We did. There are going to be free throws for Mid-America with no time on the clock. And now, I would think we would look at this. Nope. We're going to call a blocking foul on Michaela Bauman. And you know they got to look at this, right? At least they have the lineups backboard, so that's going to help them a little bit make some decision. The question is, at what point did that happen? The commissioner, he's got the crib notes in his hand. He's ready for that halftime interview, man. He can't wait. Officials are going to look this thing over. They're looking at it. I sometimes think they're watching old movie reruns or something. Maybe like Green Acres. You got Eddie Albert and Zsa Zsa Gabor on that laptop screen. People don't know. They're taking a long time, but nobody's looking at the screen. Everybody's talking, but nobody's looking at the little laptop in front of them. It's kind of like a Chromebook. There is no time on the clock. We're hanging out here to see if we're really at halftime and wonder what the halftime score is going to be. But I find it interesting. I don't think they're looking at the screen. They're just kind of visiting and standing around. There's nothing being replayed here. So, we are uncertain how this first half is ending. So, Joseph, bear with us as we let this thing kind of play out and unfold. I don't know if they just don't have the animation or are unable to make the animation work. Great crowd on hand. Benedictine has traveled extremely well. And by that, I mean there are a boatload of Raven fans here, a lot of students. It is absolutely outstanding. So now they're back to looking at this again. We've got basketball coming up here on Kit Radio. I believe we are not, we don't have anything until, what, Friday night? We're going to have some high school hoops. Saturday, high school hoops. Sports Look, I'm going to be with you on Thursday with that. Now the official's still hashing this out. They are going to say there are free throws coming up with no time. And now they're going to put time on the clock. They're going to put 0.4. So, here comes Zaylee Wirt to the free throw line. She is 3 out of 4 tonight. Her 4 teammates will stand it in the backcourt. Her first free throw rolls away no good. So Zaylee is 3 of 5 at the free throw line tonight. Second free throw misses. So as Shakespeare said, much ado about nothing here in Olathe tonight. Wait, oh, it's 3 free throws. Hold on. I forgot she was way out there. She's still got another shot. Can she make it? She will. So Worth will hit the third. And we are at halftime. We'll be back here in a late to summarize it for you. With their biggest lead of the game as they go to the locker room, it's Mid-America 29, Benedictine 14.
It's time now for the Taco John's Halftime Show on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7 FM, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better.
At Taco John's, we believe a better Taco Tuesday starts with better tacos. So, that's what we make. That means cooking our crispy shells in-house daily for peak freshness. And seasoning 100% North American beef in our signature spice blend we've perfected over 55 years. With ingredients like that, tacos don't get any better. Oh, there's a taco deal on Tuesdays? I guess they do get better every Tuesday. Enjoy a better Taco Tuesday every Tuesday at Taco John's.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With three tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
Olathe, Kansas. And if I tell you, I'm looking at the halftime numbers and the halftime stats, and I tell you that Benedictine has gotten off eight more shots than Mid-America. They have hit twice as many three-point shots as Mid-America. They have out-rebounded. Well, they have been out-rebounded by Mid-America in the first half. You'll be thinking, yeah, they're pretty good, right? Not doing bad. Well, Ravens are trailing 29-14. Of those 31 Benedictine shots, they've hit 6. Mid-America's taken only 23. They've hit 11. Ravens hitting 19% of their shots. Mid-America hitting 48%. Three-point shooting. Ravens are 2 of 11. Mid-America's 1 of 4. You can see Benedictine wants to shoot from the outside, needs to shoot and score from the outside. They just have not been falling. Lady Ravens hitting 18% from three-point range. Benedictine has not shot a free throw in the game yet tonight and have been out-rebounded by 10, 24-14. Scoring leaders for the Pioneers, Zaylee Worth. She is at 10 points already. Half a dozen for Carlson is Grace. A couple in the first quarter, four more in the second quarter. For Gentile, 4 points. 3 for Mary Luker with Rogers and Green and Manthe each with 2. So giving up 29 first half points, that is not a big number. That's a very acceptable kind of scoring to allow. But 14 points in the first half. I can't believe Benedictine has ever scored fewer than 14 in the first half, certainly in a very long time. That said, down at intermission, you got a second half to come back. The guys' game saw that 17-point lead by Graceland go away as William Penn won the men's championship last night. We'll see if the Lady Ravens can duplicate that feat. We're going to be back and bring you the second half live here on Care Radio. But right now, with the halftime score from Bell Family Arena on the Mid-America campus in Olathe, Kansas, Lady Pioneers 29, Benedictine 14. Back we go to Joseph in the Care Sports Studio. He's got you some playoff championship halftime.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. With their signature stack burgers, chicken sandwiches, and chicken strip baskets, there's something for everyone. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like the Hot Fudge Sundae, Dipped Cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
Looking for the ultimate night out? Head to High Voltage Bar and Dance, where the fun never stops. Open late every day of the week. Sundays, join them at 1:30 for bingo. Tuesday nights, get your boots on for free line dance lessons. And don't miss our weekend lineup. Fridays and Saturdays, it's karaoke, a DJ, or a live band bringing the house down. For all the latest updates, check out the High Voltage Facebook page. High Voltage Bar and Dance, 7-Eleven Commercial in Atchison, where every night is a good time.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7. This is Joseph Kerr with you this evening. Not feeling the greatest, but I do want to bring you some information about the upcoming CARE sports schedule. We will be having Sports Look to you Thursday night with Tom and Gus Kautz discussing the local, regional, and national sports scene. Sports Look airs immediately following the 5 o'clock news report, right around 5:15 to 5:20. We will also probably be having a high school coach's insight show after the Sports Look. It will be a truncated show, as we will have the coaches from Atchison, Marjo Mount Academy, ACCHS, and JCN. That will be immediately following the Sports Look on Thursday nights, which, of course, follows the 5 o'clock news report. Friday will bring us back to high school basketball. As we are in the to-be-announced portion of the year, we will be announcing those games as we get a little bit closer to Friday and Saturday. I understand we will probably have some basketball as well. I'll be back in just a moment with a look around the local high school scene and the scores as I have them.
If you lift up a couch cushion, empty pants pockets at the washing machine, or search your vehicle, you will probably find some loose change rolling around. Hi, this is Brian Casey of Union State Bank of Atchison. Did you know that loose change is important to the local businesses in your community who depend on it for transactions? The U.S. Mint is asking Americans to put those coins back in circulation by spending them or taking them to your nearest bank location to deposit. All 7 Union State Bank locations can help your friends and neighbors when you bring in your change jars. Learn more at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
Are you looking for a fast, secure place to fill up your vehicle's tank? Stop in at the Pumps, just south of Holton, powered by B&P Propane and Knotty Pine Oil. Whether you are filling up your tank, grabbing a snack, or just need a pit stop on Old 75 Highway, the Pumps has you covered. The Pumps offers E10 87, Premium 91 no ethanol, dyed diesel, clear diesel, and DEF. The Pumps is a family-owned local service, keeping Jackson County moving every day. Swing on by today and get set up for easy 24/7 access.
Taking a look at some of the scores right now, we have got some finals to report in both boys and girls basketball. It was Silver Lake 58 over Sabetha 39. In the Perry of the Compton Jeff West game, it went Perry of the Compton's way with the final score of Perry of the Compton 62, Jeff West 41. Heritage Christian was sitting at 60 points to Riverside's 49. In the Hiawatha-Oskaloosa game, Hiawatha ran away with it. It was Hiawatha 75, Oskaloosa 48. Taking a look at some of the girls' games, we have some finals to report. It was Rossville 71 over KC Christian 49. JCN fell to Lynn with a final score of Lynn Girls 61, JCN 31. Valley Heights had a final score of 63 to, Donovan West's 41 in the girls' contest as well. I'll be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Dr. Curtis Kincannon with Atchison Animal Clinic, where we provide efficient, top-notch veterinary medicine in a comfortable and safe environment for both animals and owners. But that's not all. We also offer grooming services and a selection of recommended pet foods from Hill's Science Diet and Royal Canin. Come visit us at 1401 U.S. Highway 59 or check us out at AtchisonAnimalClinic.com to schedule an appointment today. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
It's time for you to get the care that you deserve. When you're in our hands, you can rest assured that you're getting the best that there is. Here at Atchison Senior Village, we strive every day to be the skilled nursing facility of choice in our community. We make sure that each day you spend with us is filled with the caliber of service that will make your stay comfortable, safe, and therapeutic. Our in-house therapy team promotes quality outcomes for short-term, long-term, and outpatient residents. Let us take care of you or your loved one. For more information, contact me, Nikki Weigel, today at 913-209-0138.
Taking a look at the score in this game, the Lady Ravens are down with Mid-America Nazarene University sitting at 29 to Benedictine 14. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather I forecast.
At Hummelgaard Family Dentistry in Atchison, your comfort and health come first. You're in good hands.
I'm Dr. Jordan Hummelgaard, formerly Campbell. I grew up right here in Atchison. Caring for the community means everything to me. We take time to listen and make sure you feel comfortable and cared for, whether it's your first visit or your 50th. When you walk through our doors, you're family.
Hummelgaard Family Dentistry at 913-367-7270. Or stop by 817 Santa Fe in Atchison. Hummelgaard Family Dentistry.
It's basketball season, and Mueller's Locker Room in Atchison is your home court for all the action. with wall-to-wall TVs, daily food specials, and drinks as smooth as a no-look pass. You won't miss a single slam dunk or buzzer beater. From the opening skip to the silent buzzer, the best plays happen at Mueller's Locker Room, where Hoops fans huddle up. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your game day headquarters all season long.
At Taco John's, we believe a better Taco Tuesday starts with better tacos. So that's what we make. And how do you make a better taco even better? Making it $1.39 on Tuesdays couldn't hurt. Better tacos are just $1.39. Every Taco Tuesday at Taco John's.
Here's your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Overcast skies with fog and spots tonight with a chance for rain. Lows dip down to about 40. Winds out of the northeast, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Slight chance for rain tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 55. Overcast skies with fog early. Mainly cloudy skies expected tomorrow night. Slight chance for rain, 37. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm Staff Meteorologist Laura Lockwood.
And this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. It's currently 44 degrees and cloudy in downtown Atchison. It feels like 40 out there with the winds out of the north-northeast at 7 miles per hour and a relative humidity of 98%. The dew point is sitting at 43 degrees Fahrenheit and the barometric pressure, well, it's on the rise at 30.10 inches of mercury. Taking a look further afield in Kansas State, Wildcats men's basketball at the half. The West Virginia Mountaineers are leading the Kansas State Wildcats by 3 points, 26-23. We'll be joining Tom Couts courtside in just a couple of moments.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Leavenworth, Sabetha, and Smithville, and of course in Atchison at 424 Woodlawn Avenue.
Looking for a fresh, fast, and delicious meal in Atchison? Head to Subway, conveniently located under the 5th Street Viaduct. From made-to-order sandwiches and wraps to crisp salads, protein bowls, and breakfast options, Subway has something for everyone, any time of day. And be sure to watch for their special $6.99 meal of the day for a great deal on your favorites. Fresh ingredients, great value, and made just the way you like it. Eat fresh at Subway in Atchison.
Whether you're hosting friends, enjoying a cozy evening at home, or celebrating life's little moments, Hunley Liquor has everything you need to elevate the occasion. Choose from a wide selection of domestic and imported beers, fine wines, and premium spirits to make any gathering special. Hunley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hunley Liquor.
When every moment counts, every detail matters. Amberwell Hospice Care brings compassionate local care to wherever you are, home, assisted living, or a nursing facility. Our team is here day and night, helping you manage symptoms, control pain, and focus on what matters most, time with your loved ones. We support your family, too, with grief counseling that starts on day one and continues after loss. You don't need to navigate this difficult time alone. Call Amberwell Hospice Care, 913-360-5520.
You've been listening to the Taco John's Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. We now rejoin Tom and Gus Couts live at the arena for the second half action.
All right, here we go. Second half is going to be underway here very shortly. Many thanks to our man Joseph. He's the guy kicking around back there to Care Studios, you know, making sure everything's like working. The buttons are pushed and lights are like blinking and stuff that has to happen to make this happen. Joseph, I want you to know, I drive all the way down here listening to the great 93.7 all the way through Kansas City, all the way to here in kind of the southern side of Olathe, listening to Care 93.7 all the way into the parking lot. I mean, I love the atmosphere is fantastic tonight. Wherever you're at, we hope you're enjoying women's college basketball this evening. It is the championship game of the postseason tournament in the Heart of America Athletic Conference. And Mid-America finishes conference champions. Benedictine finished one game behind them in second place. And right now, it is Mid-America who is at home hosting tonight with a big 29-14 lead as we go to the second half. Lady Ravens have their work cut out for them, but they've got the mettle to make this happen. Let's see how it goes. Four Benedicts in the original five. Riley Bergman and Owen Dieters, Michaela Bauman, Kelly Stork and Nicole Stork. For Mid-America, Zaylee Wirth and Mary Lucard, Aubrey Rogers, Grace Carlson, Cameron Green. Here we go. Benedictine in the traveling colors. Black uniforms with red and white lettering at trim. The feet underneath the Cole goes up, gets fouled, and that is a foul that we have not seen in the last two games with Mid-America. Because we were just down here on a Saturday a week ago, like, what, 9-10 days ago. Coming to the free throw line from Benedictine, looking for her first point of the game, Nicole Stork, and she will get it right there. We are 13 seconds into the second quarter, or into the second half. The foul on Zaylee Wirth will be her second. The first Mid-America player to have a second foul. Both free throws are going to be good for Nicole, and the Ravens on the board now trading at 29-16. Mid-America with her first possession of the second half. Mary Lucard is going to have it at the 20-foot mark right in front of head coach John Lewis. Kicks it out to the top. Back it'll come to Mary. She'll sidestep a defender. Go into the lane. Runner up off the window. Good up with a pretty, pretty shot. That quick first step was the difference maker as Mary gets her fifth point of the game. 9:20 to go in the third quarter. Ravens with the basketball. Over to the right side is going to be Nicole. She's a step and a half above the three-point ring. Gets it into the right to Michaela. Guarded by Lukert. Feed to Dieter. She'll cross over underneath to Brueggemann. Shot clock at 8. Brueggemann backs in. Comes out on top. Bauman for 3. Got it! A huge shot for Benedictine. Michaela Bauman. It is 31-19. Benedictine is back within a dozen. 8:50 to go in the third quarter. Pioneers going from left to right across your dial here in the second half. And they're home whites with North Carolina Tar Heel blue lettering a trim. Little behind the back pass goes to Rogers to feed underneath and the turning shot good. Cameron Green, 6 points. Cameron Green, 4 in the opening quarter, did not score in the second. Now has 6. Lady Ravens trailing at 33-19. 8:20 to go in the third quarter. Brueggemann with the basketball. She's trapped in the corner. Rogers has her, and she's got to get a timeout. No one came over to help her. She was wedged in the corner. Excellent defense by Aubrey Rogers, and we're going to get a Benedictine timeout. Let's do it. Kick it away. Get 8:14 to go in the third. Mid-America 33, Benedictine 19.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With 3 tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
Fans in good number cheering their team on, and it is impressive to see how many Benedictine fans are here. Parents and family and students. And I mean lots of students. I mean, I don't know. I haven't had a chance to do a head count. I'll get that done. I'm glancing across it now. I'm saying 150, maybe more. All right, coming out of the timeout, Lady Ravens will have the ball in play near the baseline on the far side. It'll be Michaela Bauman to do the inbound work. Having trouble getting it in. It's going to be batted away from Bauman. And again, excellent defense by Aubrey Rogers. She has been in Riley Brueggemann's hip pocket through the whole game. Brueggemann is going to take the inbound, get bumped. Head snaps back, little reverse layup, not even close. And Kelly goes up in the air and has the ball stripped out of her hand. She skids across the floor. And here comes Mid-America with a basketball. 7:50 to go. Championship game. The officials are in contact. Bumps, contact, bumps, falling back. 15-footer up, no good. Bauman Rebounds it down, gets it to Brueggemann. 3-on-3. Brueggemann right side. Dieters to Brueggemann. Sidesteps the defender. Goes into the lane. Gets tripped. It travels. Plenty contact going on out here. It's more of a kind of a rugby kind of a game than a basketball kind of a game. With 7.5 to go in the third quarter. Fit America into the fourth quarter with Grace Carlson. 33-19, Pioneers in front. They have led by as many as 15, up 14 right now. Rogers backs away to center circle, and the ball is going to be kicked and knocked out of bounds. And Coach Lewis is going nose to nose right now with Grace Carlson. He did not like what Grace does. And Coach Lewis is not a I'm going to hold in my emotions kind of a guy, okay? You can kind of tell that he wears his heart on his sleeve out there. He's going to make a substitution and get Zaylee Worth out of the game. Bank is going to put the ball in play and go into the backcourt with it. Around to the left side is Gracie Carlson. Steps it over to the right, Lukert. Right at the 28-foot mark, covered up by Michaela. The feed goes underneath. Green is all alone and beats Kelly again. The bucket is up a good. Cameron Green's got 8. And it is now 35-19. Mid-America with our largest advantage at 6:50 to go in the third quarter. Backing in. Kelly, hook shot. Got it! Left-handed shot! Nicely done. Kelly Stork gets her 4th point. 35-21 at the 6:40 mark. Kelly Stork with 4 points. Nicole Stork, 2 in the game. Those 2 free throws she hit at the beginning of the second half. Pioneers will kick over to the left side. We get a whistle off the ball. That's going to be on Nicole. With the least amount of contact we've seen by anyone tonight, Nicole will have her 2nd foul. Lady Ravens are going to have their 1st foul of the second half. Mid-America is going to bring Mackenzie Manthe into the game. Manthe's a Lansing, Kansas, 6'1" senior. Mid-America is a tall team. And they go to the bench and they continue to be a tall team. And again, they are only 7 deep. Benedictine, similarly, has been 7 deep tonight. And we're going to get a foul off the ball. And let's see where this is going to go. It's going to be a foul on Owen Dieters. So Owen's going to pick up her 2nd foul. And Mid-America's going to bring it in and shoot and score the 3 from the left side. Aubrey Rogers picking up her 5th point of the game. Mid-America about ready to run away with this one. Up 17, 6 to go in the third quarter. The feet underneath Kelly. No. Puts the shot up. No. Rebound and a foul. The foul is on Mackenzie Manthe. Ravens trailing it by 17. And we've got 6:02 to go in the third quarter. BC going to have to get some points and start getting them in a hurry. It comes into Brueggemann. She gets run into. No foul gets called. Back out on top. It'll go to Dieters. She'll pass inside. Kelly wasn't ready for it, but is able to recover before it got out of bounds. Pass it back out on top. Shot clock at 9. Here comes Dieters. Off the screen. Squares up. Goes up. Gets knocked to the floor. Is this a foul? We've got 2 players laying face down on the hardwood, and I'm not sure they're going to call a foul. The officials are now coming together and talking about it. And I'm not sure what constitutes a foul. They're going to send everybody to their benches because now they're going to review the video. Here we go. So this is going to take a while. Joseph, we're going to take a timeout because this is going to take an inordinate amount of time by this crew here tonight who seems thoroughly confused. We're taking a break. 5:46 to go here in the third quarter. Mid-America 38, Benedictine 21.
We're today's hit country from KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison.
It's the only radio station we agree on.
We love the music.
Today's hit country, Hot Country 93.7.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. With their signature stack burgers, chicken sandwiches, and chicken strip baskets, there's something for everyone. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like the Hot Foot Sundae, Dipped Cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. all right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
To the Bell Family Arena here in the Mid-America campus in Olathe, Kansas, where we're at 5:46 to go in the third quarter. Mid-America has forged a 38-21 lead over Benedictine. And remember when a minute plus so we sent you away because the officials were going to start reviewing? Well, they're still reviewing. And now a couple of them are talking about it among themselves. We've got no indication what they're looking for. And again, with two players on the floor, I just don't understand that there's not a foul. I guess they're trying to decide against whom. And now Coach Folsom is going up at the official who's saying it's going to be Mid-America's basketball. And I have no idea what the call is. We get little to no clarification here. So, 5:46 left. The foul is going to be on Kelly Stork, according to the PA guy. It'll be her third. And Kelly didn't do much, if anything, to earn that one. You think if you're going to pick up a third foul, you'd have, like, gotten a little more out of it? So the Ravens are going to bring Kyla Fitzgerald into the game. Again, the officiating crew now, they're going to send Kyla back to the scorer's table and going to make Benedictine play with four. This is extremely confusing. And I'll tell you, this crew is kind of a mess. So now they're going to make Kelly Stork come back out on the floor. I don't know why they're making her come out on the floor, and they're taking Kyla off. And Mid-America's Danny Woods back in. They're going to bring it up the floor, leading it by some 17 points. Pioneers will work to the left, pull up a running three, way, way, way short. And a rebound to Michaela. Here comes Benedictine. Bergman's going to bring it down the floor. Stops, needs help. Deeters comes up to give that to her. She'll cut down the left side of the lane, pulls up her dribble with three defenders surrounding her, goes into the corner to Nicole, back to Owen. The feed to Kelly. And a little bit of contact, and we're going to have a foul called on Mank. It's going to be on Mackenzie Maffey. It'll be her third. And now they're going to allow Kelly to exit the floor. And checking into the Benedictine lineup is going to be the 5'10" senior from Australia. Kyla Fitzgerald is back in. We have not seen Diana Moser tonight. She has normally been in the rotation very early. We've seen nothing of her. And Kyla goes in and up, hits the bucket, and we're going to get a foul call. Is it too little too late? The question that remains. 5:12 to play in the third quarter. Kyla Fitzgerald will collect her first point in the game. And we're going to see against whom the foul is called. As the free throw is no good. And a rebound pulled down by Mid-America. Zamy Worth clears it down. And at 6 foot tall, Worth will bring the ball up court for Mid-America. We are midpoint of the third. Pioneers leading it 38-23. The ball comes out on top. Cameron Green playing away from the rim. Goes to Worth. She'll shoot and miss. And we have a Benedictine foul. And suddenly the officials have really tightened it up in the last 2 minutes. Because at one point, they were about ready to let this thing get away from them, and now they really tightened it down. Worth is going to come to the free throw line. She is 4 of 7 shooting free throws tonight. This one rolls around and goes in, picking up her 9th point of the game. One more shot for Staley Worth. She'll look this one over and hits the boat. So here comes Benedictine. Ravens have committed 4 fouls. Mid-America committed 4 fouls already in this quarter. Now Brueggemann will go in with a runner, and see, there's going to be the foul in again. See, Coach Lewis is really upset because this is not how this game or previous games have been officiated. And the fact that this crew has changed the way it's handled this so dramatically is kind of startling. Coming to the free throw line is going to be Brueggemann. Free throw's good. And Riley has her sixth point of the game. Didn't score in the opening quarter. Had five in a second. And now, at 4:36 to go in the third quarter, picks up her first second half point. Second free throw, she'll get above. It is 40-25. 4.5 to go in the third quarter. Worth brings the ball into the forecourt. Little skip pass. Now to the left. Lucard is all alone. Undefended three. And she steps back. It was not going to be good anyway. Benedictine's going to come down with it, but they're going to say Mary. Little bucket step backward. Steps on the sideline. And the Ravens are going to come up the floor with it. And for Benedictine, you don't want to waste any time. You are down 15 points. 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. Is there time? Yeah. Is there abundant time? No. And here's a bad shot. And collision. And players on the floor again. And we're going to have another foul on Zaylee Worth. It'll be her third. And Benedictine coming into the free throw line. Worth is going to be tugged out of the ball game. Dieters will come out for the Lady Ravens and the 5'8 sophomore from Frankfurt. We got Hattie Gross back in. Here's Nicole. Shoots and scores. Nicole Stewart, 3 points this evening, all of them in the third quarter, all of them at the free throw line. She has not gotten a shot in off the floor yet. Second free throw, also perfect. So it's 40-27. And we are 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. Benedictine will pick up defensively at midcourt. On the left side, Lukert, uncontested three is good. Mary is way too good a shooter to not defend, and that'll be her second three of the game. It is 43-27. 3:47 to go. Benedictine is 3 of 12 from the outside. Mid-America is 3 of 7. Brueggemann will have it up on top side. Kicks it over to Kyla. Fitzgerald will look into the middle. Steps inside. Drives. Puts up a runner. Missed it. Got her own rebound. Pushed it back and missed it. Hattie rebounds it down. Puts it up and missed it. Rebound tipped out, and Mid-America is going to come down with a Benedictine. Three shots from the inside. And then, as the ball gets loose, they're going to have a Raven foul. 3:19 to go in the third quarter. First foul of the ball game by Hattie Gross. But now that both teams are in the bonus, we will walk to the other end of the floor, and Mary Lukert comes to the line. Mary has 8 points already. First free throw fails. One more shot coming up for the Sabathianadian. I suspected an old Blue Jay from back in the day. Second free throw she'll get. 44-27 at 3:15 to go in the third quarter. Benedictine contending with some full court pressure. Brueggemann has a defender reach around and grab her. Raven fans, you can hear the rumble in the background, not liking it, and not liking it. There was no foul again called. BC will go on motion. Brueggemann to Fitzgerald. She'll go three, wide to the left. Rebound cleared down by the Pioneers. 2:50 to go in the third quarter. And the Lady Ravens continue to have trouble shooting the ball. 22% from the floor. Mid-America hitting 53%. Bounce pass over to the right side to Carlson. Out on top to Lukert. Left side, Rogers. They go outside the block. Cameron Green backs in, drives, turns, shoots, scores. Hey, you cannot stop that shot without stepping up and forcing her to go around you. Cameron Green will eat that kind of defense up, and she's at 10 points. And as Brueggemann comes down the left side, we're going to get a foul. It'll be the first foul of the ball game for Aubrey Rogers, and Benedictine getting an opportunity to score with no time off the clock. Coach Lewis is furious with his team, telling him, you got to think, ladies. 2:19 to go in the third. Coming to the stripe, Riley Bergamon. She's practically at home as she hits her first free throw. Riley, the junior from Lenexa, Kansas. Second free throw. Yeah. It is 46-29. Pioneers up 17. Moment to go up 19. And we're down to just over 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. For the Lady Ravens, it's a big task to try to come back from this. Pioneers around the left side. The drive to the top, back and in. Rogers keeps the dribble alive, goes in, goes up, knocks it down. Just beat the defense. She was just outstanding. She's got seven, and it is 48-29. And again, better rank up by 19. With a minute 40 to go in that third quarter. Cedars to Nicole. Kicks it over. Three-point shot. Yes! Kyla Fitzgerald finally gets one to fall. Kyla, 1 of 8 before that shot. Now is 2 of 9 and 1 of 5 from outside. 48-31. Shot at the baseline. Rejected out of bounds off the hand of Grayson Gentile. Going to come back into Mid-America. A minute 13 to go in the third quarter. 14 on the shot clock. And the Ravens now down 18. Pioneers are going to have Aubrey Rogers putting it in play. Aubrey looking. Gets it into Mary. And Mary gets bumped. And Hattie Gross will bump her and knock her out of bounds. And they will call Hattie for a foul. So again, with that foul, Mid-America coming to the free throw line. One 12 to play in the third. Free throw? Yep. So Mary is 2 out of 3 at the line. She is now a double figure scoring with 10. And her second one. Got it. Mary Lukert makes it 50-32. And we've got a minute 10 to go in the third quarter. Benedictine, left side, and Kyla shot blocked on the floor. Kyla's going to pick it back up, bring it out on top. Ravens will kick it over to Owen. Dieters will back in. She'll go up with the left hand. Doesn't hit it. Rebound slapped around, pulled down Brueggemann. Benedictine getting all these rebounds, getting all these shots, just not able to get him to go in. It's been the story of the game for him. Here's a runner for Brueggemann, no. Rebound, Benedictine had it, lost it, taken away. Here comes Mid-America. 35 seconds to go in the quarter. Pioneers down Florida basketball with a handsome 18-point lead. They've led by as many as 19 twice. Looking to make it 20. Here's the feed. Here's Mary looking for 21. Off the glass! Mary Luker uses the window. She checked the windage, the elevation. She played that off the glass like an expert at billiards. And it's 53-32. And as the buzzer goes off, the Ravens cannot get a shot. And we are through three quarters. Going to the fourth quarter in a length of Mid-America 53, Benedict 35.
Looking for the ultimate night out? Head to High Voltage Bar and Dance, where the fun never stops. Open late every day of the week. Sundays, join them at 1:30 for bingo. Tuesday nights, get your boots on for free line dance lessons. And don't miss our weekend lineup. Fridays and Saturdays, it's karaoke, a DJ, or a live band bringing the house down. For all the latest updates, check out the High Voltage Facebook page. High Voltage Bar and Dance, 7-Eleven Commercial in Atchison, where every night is a good time.
Again, if Benedictine's plan was to keep Aubrey Rogers from scoring, they've done a great job. She's only got 7 points. Grace Carlson has 6. But on the flip side, 3 players in double figures is Cameron Green has 10. Danny Worth has 10. And Mary Lukert, how about Mary right now? She is leading her team. She is leading all scorers. 14 points for Mary. Going to the fourth quarter, it is 53-35. Mid-America out front for the Lady Ravens. They're going to start this fourth quarter with Nicole Stork, and we're going to get Diana Moser back into the game. You got Hattie Gross out there, Kyla Fitzgerald, and Owen Dieters. So Benedictine with 2 starters. Here's Cameron Green, takes it at the free throw line, pushes it back out on top. I can't imagine Mid-America going to be in much of a hurry. They'll beat Cameron. She'll twist and turn and lose the ball. It's on the floor. Nicole picks it up and gets it away to Hattie. Benedictine coming up the court. 9:40 to go in the ball game. Hattie Gross down the floor. Moser. Underneath it goes. Backing in, backing in. No room for Kyla. Here's Nicole. Goes 3. She can hit that one, but didn't. Rebound tipped out on top. Saved by Fitzgerald. Kyla gets it on top, and Benedictine is going to have to be efficient, and they're going to have to waste no time on each possession here in the fourth. 9:20 to play. Nicole over to the right side to Owen. Goes back to a running shot. Up and good. Fitzgerald hits the point. She's got 7. Nine minutes to play. 53-37. Back and in. Zaylee Wirtz turns and twists and shoots and scores and gets fouled. And Mid-America will have an opportunity and a 3-point play. Zaylee Wirtz coming to the line. Big deep breath. Takes her time and knocks it in. That will be her 13th point of the game, 56-37. 8:40 to go. Right side is Hattie. Shakes the defender. Jump shot way short. About a 10-foot shot. Went about 8 feet. And here comes Mid-America back up court with it. 8:20 to go. They'll go back into the lane. Cameron Green has it stripped away. It's on the floor. Fitzgerald has it, picks it up. A defender undercuts her. And we're going to get Zaylee Worth picking up another foul. I've got her for 4. Yep. And is she going to come out? Yeah. Surprise, coach is yanking her out of the game with only 4 fouls. Going to take Cameron Green out. They're just going to save her up a little bit. Here comes Manthe back in. 8:16 to play. Lady Ravens are going to be inbound again against the full court pressure. A little skip pass on the inbound comes to Dieters. Carlson backpedals in front of her, providing the defense, and the Ravens are back into the forecourt. At the free throw line, Bergman is checked back in. She'll go over to the left side. The ball batted away, picked up underneath. Up and in! How about that nice bucket underneath by Kelly? Got Kelly Stork back on the floor. She's got 6. 56-39. 8 minutes to go. Nice give and go to Lukert. And she stumbles forward, and they're going to say the Ravens pick up a foul. 7:47 to play. Out of the game for Benedictine, Kyla Fitzgerald. Coach Lewis is trying to tell the official it was a shot going up, should be free throws. It's part of the John Lewis performance art. He likes to be a distraction. He likes to do what he does, man. And he's done it successfully. He's got this team with a regular season championship, and they're closing in on a conference tournament championship. 15-foot shot off the rim, good for Gracie Carlson. She's got 8. 58-39. 7:15 to go. Ravens out on top. Nicole to Hattie. To Nicole. Passes up the shot. Here's a three for Dieters. Nicely done. Owen Dieters. Her first point since the first quarter. 7 minutes to play. 58-42. Mary with it on top. And again, Mid-America has not shown any bench depth. They've got seven players. Baylor Ravens have not done much better. They've got eight. And here's a step inside, easily beating her defender, and no one between Grayson Gentile on the rim. 60-42. And we're down to 6.5 remaining. Peters with the basketball all the way up top side. They'll shake and bake. Cannot elude Carlson. She'll put up a three that's not going to touch the rim. And on the rebound, a jump ball is called. Possession, Benedictine. 6:13 left, 60-42. I'm not sure why the official comes clear down to midcourt almost to listen to what Coach Lewis is telling him. I mean, if the play is up at the other end of the floor, why are you stopping the game and coming back to have a conversation? 6:13 left, 60-42. Mid-America with the lead. Benedictine with the basketball. Here's Owen. She'll cut to the baseline. Stop at the block. Bring it out to Kelly. She'll launch a quick three. Hits the rim. No good. Rebounded by Nicole. BC's going to rescue it. Nicole and to Owen. She'll fall away. Get crashed into. And a foul on Gentile. 5:58 remaining, and Owen Dieters will come to the line. Owen, 5'7" freshman from Corning, Kansas. The free throw, no good. Kelly Stork was the conference freshman of the year, and all season long, I thought it would be Owen. Second free throw, she'll get it. Good to see Benedictine with the incredible amount of young talent on this team. Early in the season, I'm sure that Coach Folsom was uncertain how things were all going to unfold because after graduating sixth from last year's program, there were a lot of new faces and a lot of question marks, a lot of unknowns, and this team has come together in a huge way. Here's a little collision and a Benedictine foul call. Lady Ravens, 24 wins this year. The foul is going to be on Kelly. It'll be her fourth. And Mid-America coming again to the free throw line. Aubrey Rogers with 7 points. Going to have her first free throw of the game. And misses it. Mid-America is 12 of 19 at the free throw line. Benedictine shot free throws really well, 9 of 11. Second free throw for the righty, way short. Rebound, Nicole. Here comes BC. That hit the front of the rim and carried straight into Nicole Stork's hands. And Benedictine into the forecourt. Out on top is Brueggemann. She'll go to the right side, down the lane, out on top, over to the left, the feed in the middle. Back it in, Kelly, twists, turns, gets bumped, nearly knocked to the floor, and is knocked to the floor with a second effort. And we're going to get a foul. The foul is going to be on Fancy, and for McKenzie, it'll be her fourth personal foul. Coming to the free throw line for the Lady Ravens. It is the conference freshman of the year, Kelly Stork, whose free throw is up and good. That was her first free throw tonight. Kelly Stork has 7 points this evening. And that's her eighth. 60-45. Been down the clock is the Ravens enemy. with 5:21 to go. Benedictine is going to bring Michaela Bauman back in. Pioneers are going to get very patient. You would expect them to try to take the maximum amount of time off that clock. They'll feed into the lane, back it in, and a travel as she backs in. Grayson and Gentino does not remember to dribble the ball. And the Ravens with Brueggemann, Fitzgerald, Moser, Kelly Stork, Michaela Bauman. It'll come out on top too, Michaela. 4:44 to play. Driving in, little sweeping shot, Moser for two. That'll be her first point of the game. Diana Moser has only been out on the floor for 9 minutes today. And it is 60-47. 4.5 to go. Pioneers over to the right side and to the top, and it's a three, and it's no good. Rebound, and Moser took a left hand right to the eyebrow. She could kind of check on her head there. I don't feel like she's got damage. Fortunate that that did not happen. And we're going to get our media break coming up here. It'll be Benedictine basketball when we return. We got a timeout on the court. 4:20 to play in this women's game. Mid-America 16, Benedictine 47.
If you lift up a couch cushion, empty pants pockets at the washing machine, or search your vehicle, you will probably find some loose change rolling around. Hi, this is Brian Casey of Union State Bank of Atchison. Did you know that loose change is important to the local businesses in your community who depend on it for transactions? The U.S. Mint is asking Americans to put those coins back in circulation by spending them or taking them to your nearest bank location to deposit. All 7 Union State Bank locations can help your friends and neighbors when you bring in your change jars. Learn more at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
.420 left on the scoreboard clock, and for the Lady Ravens, 13-point deficit. Welcome back, everybody. Joseph in the studio. Tom Calcetti here, courtside. Benedictine has committed 14 fouls. Benedictine 3, so 4. BC, they will be coming to the free throw line with each subsequent foul to the end of the game. Full court pressure applied by Mid-America. Ravens are going to bring it in to Brueggemann, and it's nearly stolen, and she loses it, and it's on the floor. Brueggemann trying to get a timeout. Do they give it to her? They do. We're going to take it, Joseph, taking a break at 4:16 to go. It is Mid-America 60, Benedictine 47.
Are you looking for a fast, secure place to fill up your vehicle's tank? Stop in at the Pumps just south of Holton, powered by BMP Propane and Knotty Pine Oil. Whether you are filling up your tank, grabbing a snack, or just need a pit stop on Old 75 Highway, the Pumps has you covered. The Pumps offers E10 87, Premium 91 no ethanol, dyed diesel, clear diesel, and DEF. The Pumps is a family-owned local service, keeping Jackson County moving every day. Swing on by today and get set up for easy 24/7 access.
All right, 4:16 now to go in the game. Benedictine will have it in play from the backcourt. Up the floor with the basketball. We're just making the argument up here in the loft where we are perched. It's not John Lewis, but in fact, Chad Bolster to be the conference coach of the year. John Lewis brings back an entire team from last year that won the regular season. And he wins coach of the year for running them back. And Chad Folsom loses 6 to graduation and brings in a bunch of freshmen and a few returners from last year and takes them to this title game. I guess you can decide for yourself who has done the better job. First free throw by Kelly is going to be good. Second free throw, got them both. Kelly Stork. Benedictine trying to chip away at it, but now, with only 4 minutes to go, they trail 60-49. An 11-point game with 4 minutes left. Bailey Worth out on top. Feeds in the middle. They brought Cameron Green back in as she will spin it. Air ball enough. Ravens rebounded down. Kopitadikdin gets this to a single-digit game. Scoop pass underneath. Kelly twists and turns and shoots in traffic and missed it. Rebound pulled back down. Ravens are going to recontrol it. And it's going to be batted away on top. And I thought that was Raven basketball. I thought it was off a Mid-America player. But they will say it is Pioneer basketball. And now this official on this side is going to talk about it. This is a crew that is struggling now. The Ravens are going to challenge. There you go. Chad will challenge this. And I like this challenge. I thought it had gone off a Mid-America play over there, too. Joseph, we're going to take a timeout while they go to the camera. 3:33 to play in the ballgame. Pioneer 60, Ravens 49.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
To go as the officials are down here looking over the replay video. The question is, as the ball was lost out of bounds across the way, off whom did it go? One official very immediately indicated it was Mid-America basketball. This Coach Folsom, who should have had it from his position on the floor on that end of the court. Got a really good angle on this. And the fact that the officials are taking so long looking at it means that there's some kind of question. They're at least looking it over. And again, I thought it went off a Mid-America player who reached out and deflected it. That's why Brigham could not haul it in. And Brigham wisely, see, she pulls her hand back knowing that it was going to be off the Mid-America player. So she didn't want to reach out and accidentally make contact. 3:33 to go in the game. Final game of the regular season and postseason before the national tournament. And it is going to be Benedictine basketball. Coach Lewis comes over to complain. And again, he draws the official from across the floor to him. And now this official on this side cuts him off, said, no, wait, there's nothing to say here. And so the Lady Ravens are going to have it in. It'll be Michaela Bauman to inbound the basketball. She'll bring it into Brueggemann. Here comes Benedictine. Brueggemann, bounce pass over to Michaela. Goes in the middle of Kelly. She'll first right, then left, then back up, and then in. What a play by Kelly Stork. She put a move on Cameron Green, and the Ravens are within nine. It is 60-51 and 3:14 to go. Kelly Stork having a huge fourth quarter, shaking off those cobwebs. She had 4 points through three quarters. She's got eight already here in the fourth. 3 minutes to play. Mid-America with a basketball. Zaley Work falls to the floor. And they're going to call a foul from the top on a play underneath the rim. And the whistle is going to be on. Kyla Fitzgerald, it'll be her second. And the Ravens score. It'll come in and stolen away. Brueggemann, it's a jailbreak. It's up and in. Brueggemann just took it away from Cameron Green. What a play by Riley. She's got 14. Hold on. It is 60-53 with 2 minutes and 40 to go. Mid-America now desperately needs to score. With the basketball up top side. Gracie Carlson kicks it over to the right to Rogers. And now we've got a foul off the ball against Mid-America. It is going to be the first punt of the game by Mary Lukert. And the Ravens, who trail now only by 7 with 2:27 to go, we have a finish coming up. Owen Dieters will come back into the game. And the Ravens will have 4 of the starting 5. Right now, Nicole is out for Kyla. Here comes BC. Dieters to Brueggemann at the free throw line. Works away to the right side. Out on top, Owen. Sides up the defender. Pulls up, 14. Nails it! Dieters for 2! It's 60-55 with 2:10 to go! The Ravens are on a 13-0 run as Mid-America calls a timeout. Taking a break. 2:02 to go in the game. Raven fans on their feet in Olathe. It's Mid-America 60, Benedictine 55.
It's time for you to get the care that you deserve. When you're in our hands, you can rest assured that you're getting the best that there is. Here at Atchison Senior Village, we strive every day to be the skilled nursing facility of choice in our community. We make sure that each day you spend with us is filled with the caliber of service that will make your stay comfortable, safe, and therapeutic. Our in-house therapy team promotes quality outcomes for short-term, long-term, and outpatient residents. Let us take care of you or your loved one. For more information, contact me, Nikki Weigel, today at 913-209-0138.
So the band you hear in the background is the Pep Band from Mid-America, but the noise, the voices, the raucous fans you hear in the background, those are Benedictine fans. 2 minutes and 2 seconds to go in this championship game of the postseason conference tournament in the heart of America. And the Ravens, on a 13-0 run, are within 5. 2 minutes to play. Mid-America puts it in. They'll feed it to the block. It goes to Cameron Green. She travels with a basketball, puts the shot up, and they're going to count it. No travel called. Cameron Green with a dozen. 62-55 with a minute 40 to go. Benedictine on top. It's Owen. Dieters feeds in the middle of Brueggemann. She'll dribble it up toward the top, drive down to the baseline, bounce it off to Dieters. Ravens cannot be this really patient with the ball. Going to have to get a shot away with a minute 25 to go. Dieters out on top. Here's a 3. Off the window, no. Rebound, Mank. Mid-America coming out with a basketball. 75 seconds left. Now clinging to a 7-point lead. Getting into the forecourt, but the basketball is going to be Rogers. They'll feed it over to left. Zaylee Worth. Offensive foul. Zaylee Worth fouls out of the game. A charge in the lane by Zaylee Worth. And she's going to foul out with a minute 3 to play. 13 points tonight. And Benedictine will have it in the backcourt. Checking in will be Grayson Gentile, the 6'2 freshman from Columbus, Nebraska. And Nicole comes back in. So Benedictine with the starting 5 on the floor. They are down 7. 1 minute to go as Dieters gets up the floor. A minute left. Here comes Dieters. Skips it over to Nicole. Ravens are going to have to hurry. Here's Kelly. Passes up the shot. Didn't even look at the rim. Brueggemann goes left. Runner. Shot. Miss. Rebound. And the Ravens are going to pick up a foul on the effort at the board. 44 seconds. The foul. The second of the game for Michaela Bauman. What a fantastic comeback effort by the Lady Ravens. And coming to the free throw line for the Pioneers. For her first free throw of the game, it's going to be Cameron Green. She'll be up here for 2. This one, yes. One more shot coming up for Cameron Green. She'll eye it up. Little knee bend, puts it on its way, fails. Rebound, Brueggemann. It is 63-55. Ravens up the court with 40. Brueggemann on top, kicks it over to the right. They got to just get a shot off. Dieters throws it away. He's looking for Brueggemann. Miscommunication between the two guards. And Mid-America taking a timeout. Yep. We're doing it. Half a minute to go in the game. Time out of the floor. Mid-America 63, Benedictine 55.
At Hummelgaard Family Dentistry in Atchison, your comfort and health come first. You're in good hands.
I'm Dr. Jordan Hummelgaard, formerly Campbell. I grew up right here in Atchison. Caring for the community means everything to me. We take time to listen and make sure you feel comfortable and cared for, whether it's your first visit or your 50th. When you walk through our doors, you are family.
Hummelgaard Family Dentistry at 913-367-7270 or stop by 817 Santa Fe and Atchison. Hummelgaard Family Dentistry.
Well, Mid-America looking to avenge last year's loss to these Ravens on this floor in the championship game of the conference in 25. Half a minute to go in this one. Mid-America will be putting it in play in front of their bench. Rodgers will bring it in. Ravens are going to double up the basketball. Is there a travel? We're going to get a foul called very quickly on Michaela Bauman. 29 seconds to go. Coming to the free throw line is going to be Gracie Carlson. Good shooter and puts it in. Carlson with 8 points. Mid-America has three double-figure scorers right now. Worth, Lucas, and Green. Second free throw, got them both. And that gives her 10. And we're going to get another Mid-America timeout. Taking a break, 29 seconds to go in the game. Pioneers 65, Ravens 55.
It's basketball season, and Mueller's Locker Room in Atchison is your home court for all the action. With wall-to-wall TVs, daily food specials, and drinks as smooth as a no-look pass, you won't miss a single slam dunk or buzzer beater. From the opening tip to the final buzzer, the best plays happen at Mueller's Locker Room, where hoops fans huddle up. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your game day headquarters all season long.
To go. And this is kind of classic. I gotta get a snapshot of this. Here we go. 29 seconds of play. Mid-America leading. The Ravens put the ball in. Michaela out on top to Owen. Peters top side to Kyler. She'll go down the lane, hook it underneath, and Ravens are going to throw it away. Again, not taking a shot. Don't know why. No understanding it. And with 21 seconds left, Benedictine's going to commit a foul. And a game that was down to 5 moments ago is now back to a double-digit contest. Oh. 65-55 Mid-America. And back at the line, having hit two just a moment ago, it'll be Grace Carlson. That one rims out. One more shot. She'll take her time and look this one over. And way short, rebound. BC flying up the floor. Brueggemann. She'll go with a running three. No. Out of bounds. Mid-America ball. 13 seconds to go. Pioneers up 10. And we're going to get another timeout. And this is where Coach Lewis is going to be able to coach his team and impart some important things to them as they try to hang on. We're taking a break. With 13 seconds left, it's Mid-America 65, Benedictine 55.
At Taco John's, we believe a better Taco Tuesday starts with better tacos. So, that's what we make. That means cooking our crispy shells in-house daily for peak freshness. And seasoning 100% North American beef in our signature spice blend we've perfected over 55 years. With ingredients like that, tacos don't get any better. Oh, there's a taco deal on Tuesdays? I guess they do get better every Tuesday.
Enjoy a better Taco Tuesday every Tuesday at Taco John's.
Seconds remain. Peter Branco inbounded at the 28-foot mark in front of their bench. Pistons going to bounce it over, and Aubrey Rogers will look and go into the corner to Mary. Starters back out there for Mid-America. 8 seconds. And final score tonight, Mid-America 65, Benedictine 55, and we'll be back right after this.
It's time now for the Amberwell Postgame Show on CARE Radio 93.7 FM and online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned. Our postgame coverage starts right after this.
When every moment counts, every detail matters. Amberwell Hospice Care brings compassionate local care to wherever you are, home, assisted living, or a nursing facility. Our team is here day and night, helping you manage symptoms, control pain, and focus on what matters most. Time with your loved ones. We support your family too with grief counseling that starts on day one and continues after loss. You don't need to navigate this difficult time alone. Call Amberwell Hospice Care, 913-360-5520.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Leavenworth, Sabetha, and Smithville, and of course in Atchison at 424 Woodlawn Avenue.
Looking for a fresh, fast, and delicious meal in Atchison? Head to Subway, conveniently located under the 5th Street Viaduct. From made-to-order sandwiches and wraps to crisp salads, protein bowls, and breakfast options, Subway has something for everyone, any time of day. And be sure to watch for their special $6.99 meal of the day for a great deal on your favorites. Fresh ingredients, great value, and made just the way you like it. Eat fresh at Subway in Atchison.
Back with you here in Olathe, Kansas, where tonight Mid-America prevails 65-55. Lady Ravens got off a phenomenal number of shots tonight. 63 shots on goal, hitting 18 of those, hitting a 28%. Mid-America, 23 of 40. 58% from the floor from outside. Benedictine, 6 of 21 for 28%. Mid-America did not shoot from outside. They don't. They feed it the middle. Mid-America was only 4 of 9. Pioneers shot 26 free throws, hitting only 15 of them. The Ravens very good at the free throw line, 13 of 15. But in the final analysis, Mid-America able to come away with a win. Lady Ravens led by Rondi Brueggemann with 14, a dozen for Kelly Stork, 11 for Owen Dieters. And Benedictine, well, now, wait and see. They are going to the national tournament. The question is, the wins, the wheres, and against whoms. When do we find that out? Any idea? A couple days? Thursday night at 7 o'clock. Josh Pound, SID for Benedictine, up here beside me. So Thursday night, we'll find out where we're going and where we'll see this Lady Raven team next. Their season is not done. Well, thank you for having joined us here tonight. Again, the final score, Mid-America sneaking it out, 65-55. Tim, we'll greet you next time for Joseph in the studio. Tom Counts here in Olathe. So long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Postgame Show and Benedictine right here on CARE Radio 93.7 FM and online at mscsports.net. This has been an exclusive production of the MSC Sports Radio Network.